We are in the middle of Simon Reish Vav. So we are in the middle of Hey, but we're going to first do Vav, and then we will go back to Hey, Bezrat Hashem. So let's look at Reish Vav Vav. Reish Vav Vav. You're right there. This is Reish Vav Vav. You have to go back one page. Reish Vav Vav is based on Yerushalmi in Brachos, the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachos. And there the Yerushalmi poses a question. Someone who's holding a turmusa, some sort of fruit or vegetable, and makes a bracha on it, and then it falls and disappears. It gets ruined, you can't eat it. Do you have to make another bracha on the rest of the fruit or vegetable that are in front of you? So the Yerushalmi does not seem to answer the question. And the Yerushalmi goes on to ask, what's the difference between that and making a bracha? We discussed this yesterday, by a stream of water. I'm making a bracha on the stream of water, but the water that's in front of me right now is going to be downstream by the time I take my drink, and the water that I'm going to be drinking is not this water, but it's the water from upstream. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi over there answers that you can't compare the two. Because in the case of the water, kivein daito mitzchila. You person understands when he makes a bracha by the stream of water that he's not going to be drinking the water that's in front of him because it's going to be downstream, but rather it's the water that's coming from upstream that he's actually going to be drinking. So he has kavana for that. But over here, when you pick up the grape to eat it, and then all of a sudden you make a bracha and it drops and it rolls down into the sewer, and there goes your grape. So his kavana was to eat this grape, and he did not eat this grape. So it's clear that by the stream of water, it's okay. The question is how to understand this business, this question of the Yerushalmi, where you make a bracha on the grape. I have a cluster in front of me. I pick up one grape, I make a bracha, I drop it, it falls into the gutter, the sewer, whatever, disappears. Now, what do I do about a bracha on the other? So the Yerushalmi does not seem to answer the question. None, and we would think that if you don't have an answer, so it's a suffix brachos lahaka, and you would not make another bracha. However, Tosis brings down that you have to make another bracha, as does the Rosh and the Rambam. Now, it could be Tosis had a different girsa in the Yerushalmi, not clear, but be that as it may, Tosis, the Rosh, and the Rambam bring down that you make a bracha on one grape, you have a cluster in front of you, make a bracha on one of them, you drop it, you lose it, you have to make another bracha. And we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this, Tosis and the Rosh. Even though, you're going to see in the Bir Halacha, even though when I made the bracha on this one grape, I had intention of eating the whole cluster.
Oh yeah, that's why I thought the
difference. Yeah, I still need to make another bracha. The Darki Moshe brings down the Ravid and Rabbeinu Tam, and they say, no, they pass that you don't make another bracha. And that's how the Ramah paskins. Which means, if I have a cluster, and I'm planning on eating the entire cluster, and I pick up one and make a bracha on one, that one drops and goes into the sewer, and I lose it forever. According to the Mechaber, I have to make another bracha on the rest of the grapes. According to the Ramah, I do not. Let's see that now inside. Reish Vavav. He took into his hand a pri to eat it. He made a bracha on it. And it fell from his hand and it got lost. It got disgusting. It became inedible. Even though the rest of the grapes are in front of him when he made the bracha, the Mechaber says he's going to have to make another bracha when he wants to eat the second grape because he did not eat the first grape. Now, the Mishnah points out, let's say it fell in the mud. So it fell in the mud, so you should wash it off. Or let's say you find that it is rotten. So the part you should try to find, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So you should save that bracha. So if it fell into the sewer, it disappeared. But even if you find that it's rotten, if you can find a tiny piece of it that's edible, so you should try to eat that to save your bracha. Mishmas Sifkatan Chaf Hey. You have to make another bracha. Afilachi lo arminin diecha brachasu alakol vatam ayin beber alacha. We'll see the beber alacha. We're discussing eating grapes. Or really, it doesn't really matter what you're eating. You're eating something, but let's say grapes. And you have a cluster in front of you, and you plan on eating it. Okay, we're not going to go back into the whole background. But the bottom line, you pick up one of the 10 grapes. You make a bracha on that one grape. You finish the bracha, you drop it, and it falls into the sewer, and it rolls down the hill, and it disappears. Do you have to make another bracha on the rest of the grapes, even though you had intention to eat the rest of the grapes? The Shulchan Aruch says that you do. That's what we just read in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, let's read it inside. Not to be able to pre la achlo, you take a pre to eat it, but ubeichel be made a bracha. But not from yad be never nimas. It fell from his hand and it got lost or it got ruined. He can't eat it. It's not edible. Tzarich lachzor levarich. He has to make another bracha. Afal pi shayim osim in the fun of Yoser kishibeichel bishon. Even though the rest of the grapes were there in front of him when he made the bracha, he's still going to have to make another bracha. And the Bialoch is going to tell us. Even if he had intentions to eat the whole cluster, all 10 grapes. That is the Mechaber. We said it comes from Tosis, Rosh Rambam, based on the Yerushalmi. The Rama disagrees. Hagah, note says Rama. That's only true, Rak Shiloha Yadaito Alav La'achlo. That's only if you didn't have das to eat the rest of the grapes. You only had das to eat one grape. But if you have das to eat the rest of the grapes, then he disagrees with the Mechaber, which means the Mechaber holds, even, they're arguing, the Mechaber holds, even if you had das, eat the rest of the grapes. If you don't eat the first one, you lose the bracha. The one that you're holding and the one that you have kavanah to make the bracha on. And the Rambam says, no, if you plan on eating all the grapes, then you lost grape number one, that's no problem, you eat grape number two without a bracha. That's a good question. If I didn't hold any of them and they're all in front of me, I would assume that the brachas chal on all of them together. Right. So here's an example where you did the right thing but you ended up losing. Yeah.
I assume. Mishma Sifka the Chavav. Rak Shiloya Daita, that's from the Ramah. That's a Lomar. Shiloya Daita Beferish Yisai Bracha Kulam Rak Bistama. He didn't have explicit das to eat all the grapes. Only Bistam das. It's only when he did not have explicit das to eat them. But if he had explicit das to eat them, the Rama holds that that's okay. And even if it's not on the table, even if it's somewhere else, even if it's in the fridge, if you had explicit das. V'ayim bebir alocha di'esh kamari shom shesorben dafilu b'stama. Even if you have stam das. So turns out, according to the Mechaber and the Rama, if the grapes are in front of you, but you did not have intentions to eat them, if you had intention to eat them, the Mechaber says, doesn't matter, I have to make another bracha. The Rama says, no. But if you had no intentions of eating, it's just stam das, no specific intent. So, according to both the Mechaber and the Ramah, you're going to have to make another bracha. However, continuing the Mishabura, V'ayim bebir alocha, D'yesh kama rishonim shesorvim dafilu bistama gam kin eitzach lachzul lavarech. There are rishonim that are more meikah than the Mechaber and the Ramah. And they hold, D'keivan sheimunach lefanav al-shulchan, since it's in front of you on the table, even though you didn't have das to eat them, have kedaito behedya alakot. It's as if you had explicit das on all of them. And suffik brachos lahakel. So the Mishabura comes out, the kula saying, not only are we making like the Ramah, we're more making like the Ramah. We're not following the Mechaber, we're not following the Ramah, we're following the most makel shita because of a suffik brachos lahakel. That if you had das, or even if you did not have das, if it's on the table in front of you, the assumption is it's as if you had das, and therefore even if you drop the first one, you do not need to make a bracha on the rest of those grapes. Okay, look at the bir alocha rak shelo hayadaito. Okay, I don't want to go through this whole bir alocha. We basically set it out. Hold on. Okay, he's spelling out the machlokes mechaber ama in the beginning. Look at the second page of the Bir Halacha. Go down 7 lines. He didn't get to the third sheet yet. He's still explaining the Ramah. Ha'idela Maisa, Ein linog lachzo levarech. You should not make another bracha according to the Ramah. El hecha d'mishas bracha lohoya daita b'hedya al kulam elabestam. Only if he had stam das. But not if he had explicit das that he wanted to eat the whole cluster of grapes. Now he points out in brackets something that we have to get back to from Sif Hey. Af de ba'alma, even though in general, mutu lecha akob a bracha zu. Af shibirach b'stam, even though I make a bracha on one grape, and the whole cluster is in front of me, and I have stam das, no particular das to eat the cluster, just there, that's going to count, and I'm allowed to eat the whole cluster. That's only if I didn't lose the first grape. Hurak kishalon nafal arishon. That's only when the first grape did not disappear. Because then the bracha is chal on the first grape, and then from the first grape it extends to the rest of the cluster. But when the first grape that you made the bracha on disappears, and now the bracha is not chal on that one grape because that one grape disappeared, lo ma'ani, so then it's a problem for that bracha to be chal on the rest of the grapes, unless you had explicit das to eat those grapes. Da'az shav him b'bracha zu, and if you had explicit da'az, so then they're all like even Stephen according to the Ramah in the bracha. Aval lo b'stama, but stam da'az will not help. Av shayil afanav b'shavir chal rishon, even though it's in front of you and you made the bracha on the first one. Aval hecha da'ay da'ite behed yilecho gam hashar, but when you have explicit da'az, even though the first one drops, there's no problem. Skip down a line. V'da'o. Now he's going to bring the third opinion. He's saying that even though the das hashulchan aruch v'ramah muchach the bistama, if you have stam das, not explicit das to eat alcohol panim, according to both the mechaber and the ramah chozem avarech, he has to make another bracha on the rest of the grapes. Avshar yimunacham kulam afanav al hashulchan v'shasa bracha, even though they are all resting on the table in front of him at the time that he made the bracha. Nonetheless, mikama poskim muchach, there are other poskim, not the mechaber, not the ramah. The sphere who they hold, the af bistama, even if you have stam das. Since they're all in front of you, even though you never have explicit das to eat them, doesn't matter. Ein zarech lachzo levarech. Vuhu haraivit, that's the shita saraivit, hamuva bebeis Yosef. And then the last three words of the Bir Halacha, safek brachos lahakel. So it's coming out with the most makel opinion that you're not going to make another bracha in a case where either you had das or it was in front of you. Now, what if you did not have das and it was not in front of you? Let's see. So let's finish.
What are you making a bracha on?
The one grape.
The
rest of them are in the fridge. And then I lost on my one grape. Okay, so what should you do when you lost the grape? Katrina, this is your point yesterday, I think. So now you lost your bracha. If you lose your bracha, what happens if you say a bracha, then it turns out that the bracha was in vain? When a person says a bracha they weren't supposed to say, one should say Baruch Shem. Not that that totally, you know, excuses the bracha of Atala. And you certainly don't say right, all of Hilchas bracha, Safi bracha is the hakel. Not Safi bracha, say the bracha and say Baruch Shem. Right? Baruch Shem is a bidi eved option, not a lichatchila. I'll say the bracha and then say Baruch Shem. Doesn't work like that. Bidi eved, he said a bracha that he shouldn't have said for whatever reason. Or here, he was supposed to say the bracha, just some technical thing happened afterwards that he lost the bracha, so then he should say Baruch Shem. Let's say he started the bracha to Hashem, and then the grape drops. He's watching that grape roll towards the sewer. Boom, loses the grape. So then, since he only said Baruch Ato Hashem, the rule is, and this is by any bracha where you catch yourself by Baruch Ato Hashem, that you shouldn't be saying the bracha for whatever reason. Yesayim v'yomar lamdeini chukecha. Shu nira kakore kore pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim Baruch Ato Hashem lamdeini chukecha. So if you say Baruch Ato Hashem, you can save it from being a bracha batel and turn it into a pasuk. You just say lamdeini chukecha. This has come up a number of times in Hilchos Tefillin and Hilchos Brachos. The ain ka motzi shem shemayim levatala, and then it's not motzi shem shemayim levatala because he said a complete pasuk. Aval omer al amasamayim. So this is also from what we discussed yesterday from the Yerushalmi that we discussed in the beginning of today. If you're standing by an amasamayim, a stream of water, mevarech v'shosa, you make a bracha and you drink. Aval bishamayim shoshosa lo hayu lefanu kishabirech. Even though the water that I'm making the bracha that's in front of me when I make the bracha is going downstream, the water that I actually ends up drinking came from upstream. That's different. Why? As Yerushalmi explained, because that's my kavana. I understand when I make a bracha that it's a flowing body of water, and the water that's in front of me is disappearing, and the water that I'm actually going to drink is coming from upstream. I got in the common race test. Aleph, Imbech Batoz, Madino. Okay, we will get there next week. Bezrat Hashem. Oh no, Reish Chas is huge. All right, we'll get to race test in the coming weeks. Okay, that is Reish Vav Vav. Now, we didn't complete Reish Vav Hey. So Reish Vav Vav, again, discusses, I made a bracha on one thing. The thing I'm making the bracha on gets lost. I cannot eat it. Is that bracha still alive for the rest of the grapes? Okay, that's what we just discussed. Reish Vav Vav. Now, Reish Vav Hey, which we started yesterday, it's kind of an extension of that. Let's see. Reish Vav, hey, we'll start from the beginning, but we won't redo the Mishnah Berurah, just the Macham. Eim avarchin, lo al ocha v'lo mashke ad shiviru lefanav. You should not make a bracha on food and drink until it is brought in front of you. Birech v'achakach heviru lefanav. If you did make a bracha and it wasn't in front of you, sarach levarach pam acheres. You have to make another bracha. Okay, now we explained the Mishnah Berurah that that's not exactly what it sounds like. Because if the food is mine and it's in my house and I can access it, so even if it's in the other room, even if it's in the fridge, even if it's in the junk closet, the bracha is valid. Here we're talking about the bracha, the food is not mine, it belongs to someone else, I'm expecting them to bring it, I should not make the bracha until they actually give it to me. Okay, that we did yesterday, fine. Now, Aval, mi shibirach al peiro shelafanav. I have some fruit in front of me, and I made a bracha. V'achar kach haviu lo yoser me'oso hamin. And now, I make a bracha on apples. Now more apples come in front of me. Oh, min acher shibirkasa gebirkasa rishon with the same bracha, oranges. Eino tzarich levarach. I do not need to make another bracha. The bracha on the apple is going to cover the oranges. However, Hagad note. Says the Ramah, "V'tov li'zayel dechatzchila li'os daito kol ma she'aviu lo." A person should dechatzchila have das on all that will be brought in front of him, or on all the food in the house that has that bracha. Okay, Mishavur sifkatan chaf. Made a bracha on the apple, then they brought him more. Hainu. Even after he has one apple. He finishes the apple, and now more fruit are brought in front of him. According to the Mechaber, that's okay. Vine. Midivri haramod de besomach mashma. The Mechaber mairi afilu bishloi dai to bed al komash of you. Even if he did not have explicit das on any subsequent fruits that are going to come his way. Rak shebirach al peros elu, he made a bracha on that which was in front of him. Show you the fun of bestam astam das. Va'amrina, we say, dezavik hilu asni beferish. It's as if he had explicit das. She'im yavilu od she'ochal gamea. And if they bring him more fruit, he will eat it. Mishum shekein derech ha'odam, because that is normal. Lichnos me'achile ketana legdola. People start eating a little bit, and they end up eating more than they expect to eat. El imkinai dat be'edya. Okay, unless he had explicit das, he's not eating anymore. Then it becomes as achadas. He has to make another bracha. Okay, I think we did it yesterday. Mishmeres sukkot chaf aleph mimin acher. So according to the mechaber, if they bring him another apple or a different type, they bring him nuts, they bring him oranges. So now the Machaber Mishabura clarifies in Sifkat and Chafalef, Ubavad Shiya Mimin Peros. No, it has to be another type of fruit. Dimbirich al Dagim. He made a bracha on fish. And then they brought in beer, Shuminachel Gamri, which is a totally different min. Av Shibir Kosein Shavos, even though it's the same Shahakom and Kamakom, Einam Niftaran Bibir Kosab Istama. The standas on one type of food will not pot, even though it's the same bracha, a different type of food. On Elim can I get die to be ahead, you lift osamea bracha, unless he had explicit das to cover the second thing. Or it was in front of him on the table. Oh, Shahoyu Lafanov, Al Kopanim, Alashulchan, Bashar Shabirich, it was in front of him. Mishabir Sivkat and Chavbez. Okay, there's a lot of information here. We're gonna, like we did with the soup, we're gonna have to go through the Zosa Bracha tomorrow to get down the details. It's also very important, I don't know if we're gonna get to it now, at the end of Reish Yud Aleph, there's a halacha that's very relevant to over here, and okay, we have to take the Mishabura, be able to apply it Lamaisa, so that will do tomorrow. Mishabura Sivkat and Chavbez, Shebir Chaso, if it has the same Bracha, says the Mishabura, Kama Achronim Cholkim Medinzer. There are many Achronim that disagree with the Machaber here. Usfirdu, they hold the Dafka, but also mean Ma Mishu de Poetu, Bibrichasa Bistama. After Osam Peir Shibiru, Achigach. I made a bracha on an apple. It's only apples. If someone else brings me more apples, the apples are covered. But oranges will not be covered. Avalaminachelomani Bibrichasa Bistama, Vitzachlavarech. If people now bring me oranges, I'm going to have to make another bracha. Mikomakom. Now he has a chiluk. Depends when they brought it. Did I finish my apple or not? If I didn't yet finish my apple and they bring me oranges, then I don't have to make a bracha on the oranges. Since I'm still in the middle of my apple, it's going to cover other fruit. But if it came after I finished my apple, then it's going to be a problem. The issue points out from Rishon Mazalman, even if it's not brought in front of me, but if my da'as in the middle of eating my apple turns to, okay, I think next is on the agenda is oranges, that will also be okay. V'yesh min ha'achron shekosvu od. Now this is a little bit of a opens up a lot of doors. Dim kava atzma l'achilas ha'peros. If you sit down for a kvias and peros, so I don't know what that means exactly in terms of peros, but nowadays it's very common that you sit down to a meal and there's no bread, right? A non-bread meal. It happens every day. Ma'isim b'chol yom. So, once there's a kvias, so the definition of kvias is that it's not limited to what's in front of me right now. So, even though I make a bracha on that which is in front of me right now, and then later comes other food of Elo Min Acher, Acha Shekila Min Rishon, and I finished my apple. But I'm sitting down now to a fruit party. It's a Tu B'Shvat fruit party. Tu B'Shvat is a little bit more complicated. We'll get to tomorrow. But if I'm sitting down to a Kvias on Peros, which really means not bread, so then even if I finish the object and now more stuff comes in front of me, it's different, that's still going to be okay. Ain't Zerach Lachzul Avarch. They came into Kava Atzul Achila. Since I'm sitting down to a Kvias in Achila, Ain't a Masiach Daitom is that. That's not considered Hesach Hadas. And now the Ramah tells us L'chadchila to always have in mind that your bracha is going to include everything. Mishmusiv Gad L'chav Gimel. The Yesh Min HaPoskim Shesarvim Dibestama Lo Mahani B'chol Gavni Elim Ken Ha'yu L'fanim Shalas Bracha. The R Poskim hold that Standas is not going to help unless it was in front of you during the bracha. So either it needs to be in front of you or you need to have explicit das. And therefore you should always have explicit das to cover everything else. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll do the finishing touches tomorrow, then the Reish Yud Aleph section, and then we'll go through some of those.